Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, this world often has us out of sorts, in between emotions, as we try to navigate the complexities and the perplexities of this life. But God, you give us what is necessary, and that is your peace. Thank you for peace that is not determined by the perfect circumstance, that is not determined by all things being well, but that peace that you give us from and on the inside that keeps us sane, that keeps us oh God, in a place wherein we can function and do what it is that we need to do. Thank you, Lord. And God, I thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. I don't know which end of the spectrum they are on. I know, oh God, that trouble doesn't last always, while I always know that in every life some rain must fall. And Lord, I don't know where this person is. Things could be all right, and if that's the case, you get all the glory. You get all the honor. You get all the praise. But Lord, this person could be living in a tough place, and they could be going through some severe circumstances. And if that is the case, we still give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, not because of it, but in spite of it. And I pray, Father, that you would allow for your divine attributes to manifest on the behalf of this person and in their favor, oh God. I pray that you would supply exactly what's needed and do it in such a way where you will get all the credit. I pray, Father, that this person would know you are right there. Every day, all day, you are right there. And may that fact, oh God, give them some consolation and the kind of comfort that emanates into unspeakable joy. I pray, Father, that you would continue to keep them. I pray that you would continue, oh God, to protect them. I pray in the midst of this very volatile economy, controlled by the powers that be and the nonchalantness of the persons who have the authority to vote the right way. Lord, I just pray for this person that in spite of what they're doing, that you would bless them anyway. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would keep their families. I pray, God, that you would just be with them. We shut down all demonic activities that you have not okayed, that you have not permitted. I pray, God, that you would shut it all the way down. And those things that you allow, because you are trying to teach us and train us and grow us, when we ask, oh God, for your assistance as we go through these tests, in the name of Jesus. Lord, sickness is running rampant, and the powers that be are keeping cures from the people. And I pray right now, Father, that in spite of what the powers that be are negating to do that you will step in to do. And I pray, Lord, that healing would be on this person and in this person and for this person. In the name of Jesus, we cancel, oh God, every known illness and unknown illnesses that may be trying to invade this person's body. Oh God, I'm asking right now. In fact, I stand on every instance of healing in your word that gives us authority and in the power of your strong name. I speak healing to this person. Healing of all kinds, oh God, mental healing, psychological healing, physical healing, emotional healing, physical healing, oh God, I speak healing in your name and in the authority of your word. I pray, Father, that when this day shall have passed, that this person will remember to give you praise and glory and thanks. And whatever time this prayer catches up to them, oh God, I pray that it finds them encouraged and finds them saved by Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope that you are in good spirits, and I hope if you weren't, that this prayer somehow will encourage you. There's not many things in this world wherein we can find encouragement, and please know that God has so designed it that way because he doesn't want you to become addicted to this world or the things in it. He wants you to be detached so that you can live for him and live in him and live by him and live through him. And you can do that if you're saved. If you are not saved, you cannot do it. But you can if you acknowledge that you need him, that you believe Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God the Father, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then if you confess that, if you bring your heart, bring your mouth in alignment with your heart and confess it, the Bible says you shall be saved and you'll be able to do all of those things that I aforementioned. But I love you and I sincerely hope that everything is okay. And if they are not, I know that they will be. Again, and that's if you're saved. And would that you would send this to persons whom you think that would benefit from it. I would appreciate it, and I know that God would too. So don't let it fade into oblivion. Send it to someone. All right? This is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until the next time, I love you. Take care, and bye-bye.